Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to shift gears on you, as I often do in this program, and totally go out in another direction. But I got to tell you, it's a special treat. In our studio, right here in little old Ormond Beach, Florida, we have a really big deal. Rennie Roker is with us. He's in the studio, and Rennie is, well, he's just a very accomplished guy. I mean, everything in media he's touched, and I'm just really humbled and honored to be here with him. He has done what we would call, I think in most circles, some serious trailblazing. He has worked in a number of ventures all over the media. In fact, we're going to just get Rennie talking about this, but let me just dive in. I can't contain myself. Rennie, welcome to the program.
It's my pleasure, and you know something? When you say all those nice things about me,
yes.
I get worried.
Well, listen, don't worry. And I started looking at my notes because I was going to introduce you. I'm like, wait a minute. He's right here in the studio. He could talk. So listen, you've done a lot of things that I mean, in fact, you've done more than most people do in several lifetimes. And you've written a book, and I want to talk about the book. But before we get started, let's talk about what you've done, because I know that you have been in all these different areas between TV and film. You've done music promotion. You've done the business side of it. You're now an author. So tell me a little bit about the journey, how you got to where you are today. And before I forget, because I know we'll get into a lot, positivity, your key to success. That's the book, and the website, of course, is rennyroker.com. Two N's, R-E-N-N-Y, roker.com. So tell us where you're coming from and why you wrote the book and, I mean, this journey. And it's only a half-hour show.
Okay. You know, I'll abbreviate it. But, you know, the fact of the matter is I started about 14 years old. I was in high school in the Virgin Islands. We had one radio station, no TV stations, and no theaters. And I remember one day sitting in class, in the English class, and the English teacher went to everybody and said, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I said, I want to be an actor, I want to be a producer, and I want to have a radio show first. Mm. And most of the kids in the class laughed. Because first of all, acting was something that you did when you were acting stupid.
Yes.
You know, but acting on stage and television, and there was no television, so they couldn't relate.
These were foreign concepts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I went to the local radio station and asked if I could do a show, and they said, well, you know, you got to learn things, you got to be able to do the board and things of that sort. So I started as a teenage disc jockey, and that went quite well. Was put on a few concerts, and by the time I turned 18, I was on my way to college. And I went to college in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And there, I tried to master the Spanish language. And it was quite interesting because I met a girl. Oh, God, she was beautiful. I mean, she was just magnificent. And she and a bunch of other ladies were talking in a group. And the guy kept saying, entonces, entonces.
Right.
That means and then
and
in Spanish.
Then.
Yeah. I didn't know that. All I knew was it sounded sexy. So
when she said it, or
yeah,
he said it.
No, when he said it. You
okay,
know, and all
right,
the girls were laughing and whatever. So I saw her the next day, and I said, entonces. And she looked at me as if I was a crazy man. And so I went to my professor in speech, and I told him about it. He said, well, you're lucky you didn't get smacked. Now let's get to work. And what he did was set me on a path to produce, to act. I did a show in Puerto Rico called Recuerdos de María, which is Remembering Mary. And I only had a few lines because that's about all I could memorize.
Right, right.
At the time. I wasn't affluent in Spanish at that point. But the thing that I learned is there's nothing that you can't do if you really want to do it. If you name it, then you can claim it. And so I'll give you an example. When I left Puerto Rico, I went to New York, and out in Jamaica, Queens, I was bussing tables at a place called Teddy's Luncheonette. I'll never forget. And I was into my second week, and I thought, this is insane. This is not what I want. I've got to do something. Well, I had met Nat King Cole when I was in Puerto Rico, and I told him I would like to go to work for him and present him and promote him And he said, well, finish school and come see me. Well, he was coming into town. My brother, who was already in the music business, got me a way to meet him. And he said, you're the kid in Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's
good.
I
said, yes, sir. He said, well, you want to come work for me? I said, absolutely. And so I did.
Oh, that's cool.
And at the same time, Capitol Records was trying to get him to record a rock and roll song because the Beatles were coming. And I called him on the phone. And I said, Mr. Cole, I just started working for you. So for God's sake, please, you know, go lightly. Don't fire me. You're not a rock and roll singer. So don't do that. Don't spoil that great image that you already have. And he said, so what do you suggest I do, Rennie? I said, I just got this song in. It came in here for you to listen to. It's not going to get to you because your partner doesn't publish it or own it. So he's not going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you today in the mail to California. And so when he got it, he said, you know, this isn't bad. This is pretty good. I like this. It has a beat. It has a rhythm. You know, for him, it was moving.
Right.
So he recorded it. And he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow you to take people to see me at the Copa and the Latin Casino. And these places, it was $1,000 if you walked through the door.
Wow.
Back then. So I took about four or five disc jockeys from New York and four or five from Philadelphia. And when the record came out, I went to Philadelphia to this guy who came to the show. And I said, listen, this is Nat King Cole's new record. He said, Rennie, I don't play Nat King Cole. I said, what do you mean you don't play Nat King Cole? I said, I took you and your girlfriend to see Nat King Cole in New York.
Right.
Then you and your wife to see Nat King Cole in Philadelphia. I mean, in New Jersey, Philadelphia. I said, you're going to play the record. He said, no, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. You are going to play this record. Come on. We just spent $5,000 on you.
Right.
He said, I'm not going to do it. So I picked up the phone in the studio, and I called his wife. Hey, Mary, how'd you like the show at the Coca Cabana in? She said, Rennie, no. I went to the Latin Casino, remember? Oh, that's right. You went to the Latin Casino. And he went, put the phone down. And so he said, I'm playing it one time. and that's it. I'm not going to play it more than one. So he put it on and he started playing. Halfway through, every phone in the studio lit up. That's Nat King. Oh, wow, that's great. We like that. And that was back in the day when a disc jockey could play a song more than once. So he played it again and again
again,
and it broke wide open, and the rest is history. But yeah, I was a crazy man back then.
Well, I think the message, and of course, this is why you wrote your book, Positivity, Your Key to Success, is that, and I read it in the book, I see it in everything that I see on your website, Rennie, is that if you, as you said, if you can name it, you can claim it.
Yeah.
And so, because, you know, this is a financial show, but we talk about a lot of things. And I think a lot of times people get tripped up with not just their finances, but their goals in life. And that's why I wanted you on. That's why I loved for the opportunity for you to come and visit with us and talk with us, because it's inspiring. And we've got a lot to get to, and I got to hit a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk more with Rennie Roker here. And if you don't recognize the name, well, let me expand your boundaries real quick before we go to a break. And I'll try to get this all right. You correct me if I get any of this incorrect, Rennie. The family is well regarded and well known within the music and television. Basically, you guys are media moguls.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Roxy Roker, back from the 70s sitcom, The Jeffersons. You know, I grew up watching that.
She was awesome.
And she played Helen Willis.
Yep.
Okay. And then Wally Roker, the doo-wop group, The Heartbeats.
Right.
And then, of course, the renowned broadcaster and Today Show host, Al Roker.
Roxy Roker's son is Lenny Kravitz.
All right. And Lenny Kravitz, that's your nephew.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. What a family. All right. We'll grab a break. We'll come back. And I'd like to get to some of the stuff, some of your perspective, Rennie, about some of the barriers you broke down and your path and talk more about the book. Hold right there.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5000. 5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
All right, welcome back. Rennie Roker in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to admit, I'm having a blast. This is a really nice treat to have Rennie with us. And the book, Positivity, Your Key to Success, and the website, RennieRoker.com. If you go to that website like I did, you'll see all kinds of neat pictures. I didn't realize you'd been in so much television.
About 500 shows.
Good grief.
Yeah, about 500 TV shows. Let's see. Films, 52 motion pictures. And I produced for 6 years a series in the Caribbean called Through the Eyes of a Child.
Wow.
Which was on the CBS affiliate and syndicated throughout the Caribbean.
Well, you look good. Yes, those must be mostly city miles on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look good.
I feel good.
All right. You're hanging in there.
I feel good.
You look good. All right. So let's talk about, I know that with your career, you did a lot of firsts. You know, you did a lot of things that you did first, you know, and you opened the door up for a lot of other people. And this, again, is part of your whole, I think, the theme in the positivity, your key to success, the book, and a lot of your message to other people, Rennie, is that, you know, that there you can overcome these obstacles. And I know that you were once ranked as one of the top five concert promoters, and I didn't know you'd been a concert promoter as well.
Matter of fact, I've had Parliament Funkadelic on the road for 5 years.
Wow.
We sold out the L.A. Coliseum, the Cotton Bowl, RFK Stadium, Pontiac Stadium, Shea
You just
Stadium.
Impressed Amanda now. She nodded her head on that one. Amanda's in the studio taking care of the board today, and she just nodded and said, all right, you're up to stuff. You got it.
One of the best artists I've ever promoted was Donna Summer. Mm. And Donna came to the label with Love to Love You Baby, 15-minute version.
I love that song.
Great song.
It just goes on forever. Now yeah, I know why. Yeah, it's 15 minutes long.
15 minutes long. And it was so funny because Donna told the label that we could not put out a single of 45 back then.
Yeah. I know what that is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
good.
I played one before.
We could not put out a single until somebody played the album.
Okay.
And I was sitting with my crew and we were talking about it. And I said, guys, we've got 2 weeks to get Donna Summer's album on the air. And everybody said, well, nobody's playing albums on the radio. You don't hear anybody playing like entire side of an album on the radio. And I said, well, guys, we got to work this out some kind of way or we're going to lose this girl. And one guy said, well, you know, I got a guy in Cleveland who really likes her. He's the all-night disc jockey. And
that's perfect.
I bring brownies to him when I come that my mother makes. And he loves them. And somebody on the phone said, X-Lax.
What?
That's what I said.
What?
What? Exactly. I said, what are you talking about? We're talking about getting her album on the air. He said, X-Lax.
Oh, boy.
Put X-Lax in the brownies.
Oh, good Lord.
Take it to the station, and he's going to have to, you know.
Take a break.
That's
right. And somebody's going to have to substitute for him.
Exactly. It'll be Donna Summer.
Wow.
So that day he went home, asked his mother to make some brownies. He bought a bottle of X-Lax. And asked his mother to get something out of his room for him. And while she was gone, he poured the X-Lax in the mix and mixed it up. And so he went to the station, got there. The guy got on the AC and said, you know what? I can't play this album. I just can't play it. He said, listen, I understand. Have some brownies. He said, this is probably the last time I'll see you here at the station. And he said, no, I'll still come. Well, he got about 5 or 6 of these brownies in him. And he was doing a dance. And he told the guy, look, put that album right here.
Uh-huh.
Put it down. And I'm going to put the needle on so you don't have to do it. But you see this button? If I yell out from the house of correction, the bathroom, just push the button and I'll worry about it later.
Right.
Well, he yelled out almost immediately, push that button. So he did. The phones rang. He still didn't come out. So he said, well, play it again. He played it again.
That's so good.
About a half hour, 45 minutes later, the owner of the station walked in and he said, where is he? Where is that disc jockey?
Oh, boy.
He said, I'm going to hug him, kiss him, and I don't know what, because all my customers are calling saying, you should have done this.
Yeah. I mean, to the dawn of summer, I mean, good grief. I mean, I guess we have to give credit where credit's due, because that disc jockey was working hard for the money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good grief, Randy. Well, I mean, tell me about the, I'm hearing some things. I want to make sure we get this on. You know, you went up against some during this time period, you know, 5 decades. People can count back in time 5 decades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had a lot of different things happening 5 decades that didn't happen don't happen today or don't happen nearly as much.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about some of the barriers, you know, in some of these different industries that you're in. I'm hearing like resistance to artists.
And, yeah. You know, it's interesting. What I found was that you do what you think you can do best. And not worry about what somebody's going to think about you or say about you. It's the problem. It's the reason for my book.
Yeah.
Because too many people, especially youngsters, are afraid to do things because they fear they're not going to do it properly. Mm. They're not going to be good enough. Nobody is going to like them for doing it or whatever the reason is. But there's so much negativity going on with so many young people and adults.
Sure.
Trying to find a job. You know.
Yeah.
Trying to find a way to live. And I always say, if you feel good about yourself and you feel good about what you're doing and it's going to be good for other people, then go do it.
Right.
Don't hold back.
Because, well, you did that. I mean, yeah. You went and did, you were the first African American to produce a major sports series on ESPN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and the Golf Channel.
Yeah.
I know that wasn't at the first swing.
Let me tell you, I remember with ESPN, the best sports producer in the history of television was the head of sports for ABC. ABC had just bought ESPN. And the guy that I made the deal with, I had been trying to get him to consider doing BMX for television. And it got so bad, he wouldn't even take my phone call. And one day I'm sitting at home and the phone rings. And it's him. It's on a Friday night. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm watching.
Another channel.
Yeah. He said, how'd you like to see Pelé's last game?
Oh, wow.
And I said, that's in Washington, D.C. He said, yeah, I know. I'm going to send a limo to pick you up tomorrow. Bring a suit to come and take you to the airport. We got your tickets already. And you'll fly to D.C. and we'll meet you there at the airport. And the limo will pick you up at the airport. And I'm thinking, he must be on drugs.
Yeah.
He's got to be out of his mind. I'm not hearing this.
Right.
This guy wouldn't even take my phone call.
Right, right.
So when I got to the stadium the next day, he was there, and he hugged me and kissed me on my cheek. And I thought, oh, wait a minute. And I said, hey, what's that? He said, that's for my wife. My wife's madly in love with you. I said, I don't know your wife. And now
let her kiss me. What are you doing?
So he said, yes, you do. You talk to her twice a week. I said, man, I do not know your,
your wife.
I do not know your wife. He said, my wife said to give you a kiss for her.
Huh.
He said, you know a kid named Tom? And I said, I know a lot of kids named Tom. Tom that lives upstate New York? I said, yeah, I had a kid named Tom in New York, outside of the city, who was having trouble with his grades. And I told him if he didn't get right, you know, he had to send his jersey back. He couldn't be on the team. He had to have a C average or better.
This is the BMX team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he said, that kid that you told that to was my son. I said, you got to be kidding me.
How about that?
He said, no. Not only that, I tried to offer him a car, more clothing, anything he wanted if he got his grades up. You called him and told him to send back a $15 jersey that I could buy
100 times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he went to his mother and said, you got to get me a tutor or Mr. Roker's going to kick me off the team.
Wow.
Said, my wife cried all night. Joy cry. Just so happy.
Wow.
You know, and so those are some of the things that I tell people, don't give up. Don't give up on yourself.
Mm.
It's like what you do in financing. You help people. So if a person doesn't realize that, don't stop telling them.
Yeah, well, I don't give up on them either.
Yeah, good.
I try not to.
I figured that.
They have to hit me in the head pretty good for me not to give up on them.
But that's, you know, that's, I had a kid who was playing Disney every year, and he'd come in dead last. And I said to him, you're a scratch golfer. You're a good student. What happens to you when you go to Disney? He said, well, nobody likes me. I said, what do you mean nobody likes you? He said, nobody talks to me. I said, look, the next time you go, I want you to, the first kid you see, you shake his hand and you say, hi, my name is John. What's your name? He said, and what else? I said, that's it.
That's enough.
Just do that. 3 weeks later, he got back from Disney. He had a second place trophy.
Wow.
And he said, I felt like I owned the world. He said, there was 300 kids there cheering for me in the last four or five holes. And these are all the people that I met. He said, I did what you said. I met somebody. I said hello. And they introduced me to somebody. And they introduced me to somebody. And they introduced me to somebody. Mm. I said, well, feel good, don't you?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Rennie Roker's in the studio, lucky us. And we're talking about his story, which, you know, this is a 30-minute show, Rennie. We can't get it all in. I'd like to talk to you for about 3 hours. Positivity, Your Key to Success is the book. The website, go take a look. Cool. Nostalgic pictures. A lot of Rennie's story and the movies and all the different things he's done. RennieRoker.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our YMCA has 6 locations to help your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE Aquatics program is designed to teach personal water safety, stroke development, water sports, games, rescue, and personal growth skills. All participants are taught by our trained and certified YMCA aquatic instructors. For more information on how your YMCA can help with your health and wellness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Are you looking for convenient, straightforward financial information? Just say no to superficial sales presentations and yes to the free Real Money app. Get David Holland's new app for your smartphone or tablet. Just search Real Money with David Holland at your mobile device's store. You'll be able to access 17 educational TV shows, plus hundreds of radio shows and financial columns, all in the palm of your hand and on your schedule. So very easy and so very important to you. Again, to download the free app, search Real Money with David Holland.
And welcome back. Rennie Roker in the studio with us. The book, Positivity, Your Key to Success. And you can get inside perspective and the 5 decades that Rennie has just been in it. And he started 14 years old in the Virgin Islands, and then you heard the story before the break, and it's just amazing. A great, what a journey. And I asked Rennie if he would share with us one of the stories from his book that I just love. And it really tells you about, you know, striving and trying and doing. And, you know, again, it's a financial show, but there's so much here to take from Rennie's stories about life and your pursuing what life has for you. So, Rennie, you got to tell the janitor story.
Okay. Well, we were doing a motivational class for a major corporation, and they had a number of their staff members there from all different areas. So I asked that each person stand up, give me the name and what they do for the company. And when it was this young man's turn, he looked at me and he stood up. And he started to walk out the door. And I said, where are you going? He said, I'm not important. I said, what do you mean you're not important? You're here in the meeting. The company sent you. So what's your name? And he told me his name. And I said, well, what do you do? He said, I clean the bathrooms. I'm the janitor. He said, I'm a nobody. Why are you calling me up and like this? Because this is, you know, and everybody was snickering and like that. I said, let me tell you something. You are the second most important person in that company. He said, that's not funny. I'm not trying to be funny. I said, listen. Do you realize that if people off the street came into the bathrooms and there was paper on the floor, toilets unflushed, no soap in the thing, no paper towels to dry your hand with, they wouldn't think much of the other company. So, like I said, you're the second most important person in the company. And he said, thank you, and he sat down. He called me that night. He said, Mr. Roker, can I talk to you? I said, who's this? And he told me, and I said, yeah, sure, what's the matter? He said, something's been bothering me. Mm. He said, the company was having problems. And I wrote out the answer to how to fix the problem on a piece of white paper, and I put it on the president's desk.
Now, how do you know about the problems? He just been observing from his kind of inside scoop?
He was a college graduate.
Okay.
And so he was aware of what was
going
on.
He'd been paying attention.
Exactly.
Even though he's the janitor.
He was a janitor, and And guys would come into the bathroom
He'd
and
hear
talk
okay.
about what was going on. And so he knew the answer. And they were talking about how to do it. And it was only going to lose, like one guy said, well, this will only let us lose $2 million instead of $5
million.
Wow. So, okay, cut it to real quick. So he goes to the president's office after
he wrote
a call,
the note out.
Wrote the note out, went to the president's office. President grilled him to make sure he knew what he was talking about. And then finally he said, how would you like to come work with me? And he said, oh, yeah, absolutely. He said, I'll tell you what, $200,000 a year, an office right next to me.
What?
And he looked at him
That's
in a way.
That's what he said, what?
Yeah, he said, he looked at him in such a way that the guy thought he didn't like the amount. And he said, that's it, $300,000 and not a penny more. Well, he took the job, of course. He did so well that 5 years later, the president resigned and he took over running the company. From poop to president.
Wow.
Is what I called it. And that's, and you know, it was, it's a true story. This is not something out of the window or something.
Wow. So if he had not, you know, he's watching, he's hearing, he's seeing this, he could have just kept his mouth shut.
Yep.
But he took that step.
Yep.
And I know from reading the book, he left multiple notes for the president.
Exactly.
And the president even started implementing some of them.
He implemented all of them.
And they worked.
Yeah.
And then he finally fesses up and says, hey, it's me.
Exactly.
Wow.
You know something funny? I tell people, if you don't feel good about yourself, why should anybody else? You know, it starts there. You take care of yourself. You be nice to people, but be nice to yourself too at the same time.
Absolutely. Wow. Great story. Rennie Roker, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with us. Positivity, your key to success. And you got to pick it up. You can go to the website, RennieRoker.com. And Rennie, it's been a treat. I'd love to have you back and talk with you again. And we'll just try to fit into your schedule of all the different things you do. And I've really enjoyed you being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.